sadhu sadhu sadhu. Dear Dhamma friends, we know when we live in this society, we have to face good things and bad things. And we know some people, they are beautiful, some people are not. Some people live longer, some people live less lifespan. So, there's a reason for this one. Some people are poor, some people are rich, some people they have great wisdom, some people they don't have great wisdom. So Buddha explained how it happens. Now today we are going to learn that how was the Buddha's teaching, how it happened. So that is called that karma. Because of the karma, all these things happen to the beings. So now, here Buddha explained in Mahakamba Vibhanga Sutta, the greater exposition of action. So this is in Majjhima Nikaya, 136 suttas. You know Majjhima Nikaya. There are altogether 152 suttas. This is the 136th Sutta, Mahakamma Vibhanga Sutta. Now again, when we read this one, we can read as, thus have I heard. So this is Ananda Bhante is reporting us this sutta. And because he is the one, after Supreme Buddha had great memory capacity, he memorized all these suttas. Now he, after Supreme Buddha attained Parinibbana, so after 3 months, Buddha's Parinibbana, under head of Mahakashyapante, all the 500 monks together, they had first Sangha Council. In that first Sangha Council, Ananda Bhante explained all these suttas. That's why we can hear, we can heard, we can read, thus have I heard. Now, so in this sutta, Buddha explains that Buddha, that time he was living in Rajagaha, in Bamboo Grove, the squirrel's sanctuary. So that was the first monastery King Bimbisara offered to the Buddha. So initially, Buddha left household life from his palace. He came to this kingdom, Rajagaha, city of Rajagaha. Then King Bimbisara came to know there's a special ascetic is wandering and going arms round in his city. He sent his spies. Then after that, he went himself to see the Buddha. And after that, he came to know that he is from king's family. He came from Kapilavattu. King Bimbisara offered Bodhisattva, please come to my kingdom. I can divide 2 kingdoms from my city, that kingdom Rajagaha. So you can control one side, I can control one side. But however, Bodhisattva did not want to do that. He want to find out the solution for all this aging, death, sickness, and he wanted to be enlightened. He wanted to be the Buddha. Then after that, King Bimbisara requested him, when you achieve Buddhahood, after you achieve the Buddhahood, so please come to my kingdom and please teach me that Dhamma. As a result of that, Buddha came to city of Rajagaha and told the king. King became stream entrant. Then after that, king offered this coral sanctuary. So it was a tradition those days, they hunt squirrels. But it was a nice story here, and why it became Squirrel Sanctuary long time ago. There was a king, and when he was in this this area, so there was a poisonous snake came to attack that king when he was asleep in that time. Then one of the tree deva, he saw that one of the poisonous snake going to attack the king. The deva disguised himself as a squirrel and he came just closer to his ear and start to shout. So king woke up from his sleep and he saw that a poisonous snake was approaching him. So he woke up, and then after that, that poisonous snake couldn't attack him. So he came to know that this squirrel saved his life. Therefore, he prohibited that area to hunt squirrels that became squirrel sanctuary earlier. Now, after that, under the kingship of King Bimbisara, so he offered this place, this bamboo grove, to Supreme Buddha, Squirrel Sanctuary. So Supreme Buddha was there at that time. Then on that occasion, another Bhante called Venerable Samiddhi was living in a forest hut, so in another place. Then the wanderer Patliputta, there was another person called Patliputta, while wandering and walking for exercise, went to the Venerable Samiddhi and exchanged greetings with him. When this courteous and amiable talk was finished, so when they have that friendly discussion, he sat down at one side and said to the Venerable Samiddhi, he talked to the Samiddhi Bhante. He said, "Friend Samiddhi, I heard and learned this from the recluse Gautama's own lips. Bodily action is vain, verbal action is vain, only mental action is real." You know that those days, those who were not Supreme Buddha's disciples, they addressed Supreme Buddha when they talk with others, and sometimes they talk to the Supreme Buddha, they call recluse Gautama. So now his Patliputta was not a disciple of the Buddha. So he addressed the Samiddhi Bhante saying, "Recluse Gautama," because he said he heard this one, his own Buddha, Supreme Buddha's own lips. So bodily action is not necessary and verbal action is not very important. Only mental action is real. And there is that attainment on entering which one does not feel anything at all. So there is some concentration you can enter. There is nothing, any feeling in that attainment. So that time, Venerable Samiddhi, the Samiddhi Bhante, told him, "Do not say, friend Patliputta, do not say so. Do not misrepresent the Blessed One. It is not good to misrepresent the Blessed One. The Blessed One would not speak thus. Bodily action is vain and verbal action is vain. Only mental action is real. But friend, there is that attainment on entering which one does not feel anything at all." So, actually that when we do some things, there are three ways mainly we can collect karma: either bodily action, or verbal action, or mental action. So there are three ways: bodily action, killing beings, stealing, engaging sexual misconduct. This is the three ways we can do bad karma from bodily action. And verbal action, there are four ways we can do bad karma: lying, divisive speech, harsh speech, idle chattering. That means that talks of unwanted topics, unimportant topics. So those are the four ways. Then there are three ways we can do bad karma from mental actions. Covetousness, that's a greediness for others' belongings. Ill will or hatred. Another one is wrong will. So these are the 10 ways, 10 unwholesome ways people can collect bad karma. But here, Pataliputta is saying that, you know, that verbal action or mental action, actions are not important. Only mental action is important. So that time, Samyidibhande told him, do not misrepresent the Buddha. So it is not good misrepresenting the Buddha. Then that time, the wanderer Pataliputta asked, how long is it since you went forth, friend Samiddhi? Then how long you became a monk? Then that Samiddhibhande told, not long, friend, 3 years. Then that time he said, what we should say, this kind of young, new monk is trying to protect Supreme Buddha. What we should say about the older monks? So, because they are going to protect Buddha anyway, because this is that young monk is doing that one. Then he is asking that how long is it since you went forth? Again, he is asking how long you have been a monk? Not long, friend. 3 years. He said, how long that he, Samyidibhande, became a monk? 3 years ago. And there now, what shall we say to the eldest bhikkhus when a young bhikkhu thinks the teacher is to be defendant thus? You know that he said, because now Samyidibhande said right away, that is not the Buddha's teaching, don't say that one. But he is saying, what we should say that because you just became monk only 3 years, you are trying to protect your teacher like this, what should we do say for the elder monks? Friend Samiddhi, having done an internal action by way of body, speech or mind, what does not feel? What does not does one feel? So here he is saying, there are now... So friend Samiddhi, having done an intentional action by way of body, speech or mind, what does one feel? Having done an intentional action by way of body, speech or mind, one feels suffering. Friend Pataliputta. So he asked that, when somebody is doing that intentional action by body, speech or mind, so how one feels? Then Samyidibhante said, having done an intentional action by way of body, speech or mind, one feels sufferings. That friend Pataliputta. So he said, when somebody does that intentional action by body, speech or mind, so 3 ways they can do intentional action, either killing, stealing or sexual misconduct. That the verbal, lying, divisive speech, harsh speech or idle chattering, mind, covetousness, ill will and wrong view. So that Samyidibhande told that when somebody does this one, body, speech or mind, that intentional action, one feels suffering, friend Pataliputta. He explained this way. Who explains? Samyidibhande. Then neither approving nor disapproving of the Venerable Samiddhi words, the wanderer Pataliputta rose from his seat and departed. So, that wanderer Pataliputta, he did not agree with that one. So without saying that, he left. Soon after the wanderer Pataliputta had left, the Venerable Samiddhi went to the Venerable Ananda and exchanged greeting with him. So as soon as he left, that Samyidibhante went to see Anandabhante. Anandabhante is the one, the Supreme Buddha's personal attendant. Then he went to see Anandabhante. And after that, they exchanged a greeting with him. When this courteous and amiable talk was finished,
He sat down at one side and reported to the Venerable Ananda his entire conversation with Wanderer Pataliputta. Now, Samidibhante went to see the Anandabhante and he explained entire conversation, what happened with the Wanderer Pataliputta, the things he told him, that Samidibhante, that he heard from Supreme Buddha, and after that he explained this way. And he explained everything to Anandabhante. Friend Samiddhi, this conversation should be told to the Blessed One. Then Anandabhante told, let us go and meet Buddha and we'll inform to Supreme Buddha this entire conversation. Then Venerable Ananda, the Venerable Samiddhi went together to the Blessed One. And after paying homage to him, they sat down at one side. The Venerable Ananda reported to the Blessed One the entire conversation between Venerable Samiddhi and Venerable Wanderer Pataliputta. Then Anandabhante told him that it's a good time that we can meet the Buddha and also we can ask that what is his opinion about this one. Because you answered a certain way, we can ask that whether this answer is right or wrong. That then both of them together went to see the Buddha. Then Venerable Ananda, Anandabhante, and so they explained the entire conversation. When he had finished, the Blessed One told the Venerable Ananda, Ananda, I do not even recall ever having seen Wanderer Pataliputta. Pataliputta, he said, I heard this one. Recluse Gautama's own lips, right? He said, I heard from Buddha, because that mental action is real, only verbal and physical action is not important, right? And Buddha is saying, I cannot even recall that I have seen Wanderer Pataliputta. So how could there have been this conversation? Though the Wanderer Pataliputta's question should have been analyzed before being answered. But Supreme said, so before you answer that one, he said Samiddhibhante said, whatever an intentional action by the way of body, speech or mind, one feels suffer. Right? So Buddha is saying, you should have analyzed before that, his question should be analyzed before you answer. Right? So, and this misguided man, Samiddhi, answered it one-sidedly. Because Buddha is saying, this misguided man, and this is kind of a little bit harsh that Buddha is speaking. Right? Sometimes, in Pali it is called Mogha Purusha. Right? This is a misguided man. Like this is the only harsh word you can see in Pali language. That's that you can't see this, greater than that one. There's no other important thing in some Buddha's language. So that Buddha is saying, Samiddhi answered it one-sidedly. Part of that, he answered the question, not analyzing, he answered on one part. When this was said, Venerable Udayini, there's another monk, was just beside the Buddha, said to the Blessed One, Venerable Sir, perhaps the Venerable Samiddhi spoke, thus referring to the principle, whatever is felt is included in suffering. But another monk jumped into that conversation. He is saying that maybe that Samiddhi Bhante thought that he referred to entire thing is suffering. The Venerable Samiddhi spoke, thus referring to the principle, whatever is felt is included in suffering. Then Supreme Buddha, the Blessed One, addressed the Venerable Ananda. See, Ananda, how this misguided man Udayini interferes. How he interferes? I knew, Ananda, that this misguided man Udayini would unduly interfere right now. From the start, the Wanderer Pataliputta had asked about the three kinds of feeling. Right? Buddha is saying that, I understood that he is going to interfere this one, that Udayini. And From the start, the wonder Pataliputta had asked about the three kinds of feelings. So, this misguided man, Samiddhi, would have answered the wonder Pataliputta rightly, that if he answered rightly, correct way, if, when asked thus, he would have explained friend Pataliputta having done an intentional action by way of body, speech or mind. So, he said, Samiddhibanda said, that when somebody did intentionally some action by body, speech or mind, they will feel suffering. But Buddha is saying, friend Pataliputta having done an intentional action by way of body, speech or mind, whose result is to be felt as pleasant, one feels pleasure. If somebody does that mental, bodily or verbal action, as pleasant, one feels pleasure, right? There are pleasure, that kind of action. Having done intentional action by way of body, speech or mind, whose result is to be felt as painful, one feels pain, right? If somebody does that result to be felt as painful, one feels pain. Having done an intentional action by way of body, speech or mind, whose result is to be felt neither pain nor pleasure. One feels neither pain nor pleasure. So, then the neutral feeling. Right? So, Buddha, that Samiddhibhante said only painful feeling. But Buddha explained that three ways. If somebody does that some action to feel that pleasurable, he will feel pleasurable feeling. And also if somebody he did the same person he did to be felt as a pleasant, he will feel pleasure, and to be felt as painful, he will feel pain. He will feel pain, and that neutral action, he will feel neutral feeling. And but who are these foolish, thoughtless wanderer of other sects? That he said that who is this fool, foolish, thoughtless wanderer of other sects, that they could understand Tathagata's great exposition of action. That all these, that he does not understand, he is from the other sect, he cannot understand this man, the Buddha's explanation of that karma or action. You should listen, Ananda, to Tathagata as he expounds the great exposition of action. So now, that you should understand that in detail how the Supreme Buddha's understanding of that karma. This is the time, Blessed One. This is the time, Sublime One. Anandamante said, this is a good time to listen to Dhamma talk from Supreme Buddha, to listen to all this analysis of great karma. For the Blessed One to expound the great exposition of action. Having heard it from the Blessed One, the bhikkhus will remember it. Then we can remember it because those things happened that day. Still, we can listen that thought, right? We can learn that thought, that sutta, that great exposition of the Buddha. And then listen, Ananda, and attend closely to what I shall say. So now attend closely. This is very important to learn this one, this explanation. Okay? Yes, Venerable Sir. The Venerable Ananda replied, the Blessed One said this. So, then Supreme Buddha is going to explain this one. Then Supreme Buddha is explaining now that great detail of the karma. So, it is very important to understand this great explanation of karma. Then Buddha is explaining, Ananda, there are four kinds of persons to be found existing in the world. There are four types of person in this world we can find. What for? Here some person kills living beings, takes what is not given, misconducts himself in sensual pleasures. He is conducting sexual misconduct. And speaks falsehood. And also speaks divisive speech. Speaks harshly. Gossips. Which is called idle chattering. He is covetous, has a mind of ill will, and holds wrong view. This is you know, he is doing 10, that is called 10 unwholesome things. 3 from bodily, 4 from verbally, 3 from mind. Right? All these, which is 10 unwholesome things. And so, on the dissolution of the body, right, after death, he reappears in a state of deprivation, in unhappy destination, in perdition, even in hell. So he broke all these precepts and he did 10 unwholesome things. After he died, he was born into hell. But here's some person, he is doing all 10 unwholesome things. He is killing and stealing, engaging sexual misconduct, and lying, and he is using divisive speech, harsh speech, and idle chattering, and covetousness, ill will, and wrong view. Right? So, and from our, but what happened? On the dissolution of the body, after death, he reappears in a happy destination, even in the heavenly world. What happened? One person, he did bad things, 10 unwholesome things. He was born into hell. The second person, he did all these bad things. However, he was born into heavenly world. Right? But here some person, that he abstained from killing living beings and he did all the 10 wholesome things and he had all right view. On the dissolution of the body after death, he reappears in the state of deprivation in unhappy destination, in perdition, even in hell. But, so, this person, that he did all these bad things, you know, good things actually. So, that here some person absent from killing living beings and he was wrong, then all did 10 wholesome things, right? But he was born into unhappy destination, even in perdition in hell. What happened? The first person, he did bad things, he was born into bad destination. The second person, he did the bad things, but he was born into heavenly world. The third one, even though he did the good things, 10 wholesome things, he was born into hell, right? So, these are the things that... So, the first one, that he was doing bad things, he was born into hell. The second one, that he was holding that, he was doing that unwholesome things, but he was born into heavenly world. The third one, he broke all these things. He did 10 wholesome, unwholesome things. But however, he was born into heavenly world. So, and the fourth one, he did all these. He did all these things. He stopped doing 10 unwholesome things. But however, he was born into hell. Right. So what is that? This is a little bit complex, right? Some people did wholesome things. They were born into a bad destination. Some people they did the 10 unwholesome things. They were born into heavenly world. Some people they abstain from killing and all these 10 unwholesome things, but they were born into. They were born into a heavenly world. Some people they abstain from killing and but they were born into hell. That here Ananda, by means of order, endeavor, devotion, diligence and right attention, some recluses or Brahmin attains such concentration of mind that. So then Buddha is going to explain that some people how they represent all these four categories, right? So, and four categories here that Buddha is explaining here, Ananda, by means of that some people, they gave up their household life, and they became monks or they became ascetics. They practice, they write attention, some like Purusas or Brahmin attain such concentration of mind. They develop their jhana, their mind, right? And when his mind is concentrated with the divine eye, which is purified and surpassed the human, so when they attain to highest level, they surpass the human level of the eye. They develop divine eye. And he sees that person here who kills living beings and all these 10 unwholesome things and holds wrong view. And he sees that one, the dissolution of the body, after that, he has reappeared in the state of deprivation in an unhappy destination, in perdition, even in hell. He says thus, indeed, there are evil actions, there is result of misconduct. When somebody does evil action, there will be a result, there is a result of misconduct. Why so? A person here who killed living beings and who stole the things, who engaged sexual misconduct, who tell lies and divisive speech, harsh speech, and idle chattering, and having covetousness, ill will, and wrong view. And after their death, they were born into hell. Who is saying this one? Some Brahmin who attained to that highest level of knowledge, that he attained to some kind of samadhi, a high level of concentration, no jhana. He saw that somebody who did bad things, he was born in hell. He says thus, on the dissolution of the body after death, everyone who kills living beings, everyone who does all these 10 unwholesome things and holds wrong view, reappears in a state of deprivation, even in hell. That he says, everyone who does these 10 unwholesome things will be born into bad destination in hell. Those who know, thus know rightly. Those who think otherwise are mistaken. He is saying that somebody knows this way, he knows rightly. And somebody who knows other way, that is a mistake. He was mistaken. Thus he obstinately adheres to what he himself has known, seen and discovered, insisting, only this is true, anything else is wrong. But he is saying that only what I am saying is right, but anything else is wrong. Right? But here Ananda, by means of another one who practiced, who gave up household life, he became ascetic. He practiced meditation, he put his effort and attained such a concentration of mind that when his mind is concentrated with his divine eye, which is purified and surpassed the human, he sees that person here who kills living beings, who did all these 10 unwholesome things and holds wrong view. He sees that on the dissolution of the body, after death, he has reappeared in the happy destination, even in the heavenly world. But this person saw the second man, who did all the bad things, however he was born into heavenly world. Then he says, the person who saw this person from his divine eye, he says thus, indeed, there are no evil actions, there is no result of misconduct. He says, because he saw one person who did the bad things, however he was born into heavenly world. But he says, but there is no result of bad action. Right? So, and there is no result of misconduct. For I saw a person here who did all the 10 unwholesome things, and I see that on the dissolution of the body, after death, he has reappeared in happy destination, because he saw on that person who did wrong things, but however he was born into heavenly world. Then he is saying, because there is no point of doing wholesome things, because I saw one person who did unwholesome things, however he was born into heavenly world. Even in the heavenly, he says thus, on the dissolution of the body, after death, everyone who kills living beings, or everyone who steals, everyone engages sexual misconduct, everyone lies, everyone is saying that devasi speech, harsh speech, idle chattering, and covetousness, and ill will, and wrong view, so reappears in the happy destination. Even in the heavenly world, those who know thus know rightly, those who think otherwise are mistaken. He thinks that if somebody knows this way, which way? Somebody who does that 10 unwholesome things, they will be born into heavenly world. If somebody knows this way, he is right. That's the way those who think otherwise are mistaken. Thus he obstinately adheres to the what he himself has known, seen and discovered, insisting only this true, this is true, anything else is wrong. Right? Now this is the two person. One was doing that unwholesome things, he was born into hell. The another person who was doing unwholesome things, he was born into that heavenly world. Then here Ananda, by means of that another one, who concentrated and he put his effort and he concentrated his mind and he developed his divine eye. When his mind is concentrated with the divine eye, which is purified and surpasses the human, he sees that person here who abstains from killing living beings, holds wrong view and all these 10 unwholesome things, and he has that dissolution of the body after death, he has reappeared in happy destination. So somebody who had all the 10 wholesome things, so after dissolution of the body after that, he reappeared in happy destination. Somebody who did good things, he was happy, he was born into good destination, right? That because he did all the 10 wholesome things, because he holds right view and he did all the 10 wholesome things, he abstained from killing and abstained from stealing, abstained from sexual misconduct, lying, taking what is not given, abstained from divisive speech, harsh speech, idle chattering, and he did not have covetousness, that strong, the thought of ownership to get others' belongings, and ill will and wrong will. He did not have all these things. However, he was born into that heavenly world, right? So that he saw this person, and he sees that dissolution of the body after death, he has reappeared in the happy destination, even the heavenly world. He says that indeed there are good actions, there is good result. Conduct, who I saw a person here who abstained from killing living beings and all these 10 wholesome things, right view, and I see it on the dissolution of the body after death, he has reappeared in the happy destination, even in the heavenly world. Right? I saw somebody who did the wholesome things, he was born into good destination. He says that everybody who is doing that 10 wholesome things, so he will be born into heavenly world. On the dissolution of the body after death, everyone who abstained from killing living beings, abstained from stealing, abstained from sexual misconduct, abstained from lying, abstained from divisive speech, abstained from harsh speech, abstained from idle chattering, abstained from covetousness, ill will, and wrong view, and so holds right view, reappears in the happy destination. Even in the heavenly world, those who know thus know rightly. Those who think otherwise are mistaken. And thus he obstinately adheres to what he himself was known and seen and discovered, insisting only this is true, anything else is wrong. He thinks that somebody who did the wholesome things, he was born into heavenly world. He thinks that, okay, I saw this one. Because everybody who is doing the good things, they will be born into heavenly world. So if somebody knows this way, he knows the best way, right way, and anything else wrong. Then Supramita is explained here, but here Ananda, by means of another recluse, he attains such a concentration of mind that when his mind is concentrated with divine eye, which is purified and surpass the human. He sees that person here who abstain from killing living beings and abstain from all these 10 wholesome things, abstain from 10 unwholesome things, and he holds right view, and he sees that the dissolution of the body after death, he reappears in the state of deprivation in unhappy destination, in the perdition, even in hell. But he did all the 10 wholesome things. However, where he was born? He was born in hell. But he is saying that the person who developed that concentration, he saw that he was born into, even though he did 10 wholesome things, he was born into bad destination. So, he is saying, he says, indeed, there is no good action, there is no result of good conduct. There's no result of somebody who is doing good things. There's no result of good conduct, good result. For I saw a person here who abstained from killing living beings, abstained from stealing, abstained from sexual misconduct, abstained from lying, abstained from harsh speech, abstained from divisive speech, abstained from idle chattering, abstained from covetousness, ill will, and he was having right view. And I see that on the dissolution of the body, after death, he has reappeared in the state of deprivation, even in hell. So he says thus, on the dissolution of the body, after death, everyone who abstained from, you know, the 10 wholesome things, and even though they have right view, reappears in the state of hell. Those who know thus, know rightly, those who think otherwise are mistaken. Thus, he obstinately adheres to what he himself has known, seen and discovered, insisting only this is true, anything else is wrong. That because he saw that person that who did good things, but however he was born into bad destination. He is saying that no point of doing good things, because everyone will be born into bad destination. He is saying only this view is right. Other things are wrong. Dhyananda, and so Dhyananda, when a recluse or Brahmin says, indeed there are evil actions, Buddha is talking about the first man. First man who did bad things, he was born into bad destination. But now Buddha is saying here, then Ananda, when a recluse or Brahmin says, indeed there are evil actions, there is result of misconduct, I grant him this. So I agreed with him. When he says, I saw a person here who killed living beings and did all these 10 unwholesome things and held wrong view, and I say that on the dissolution of the body after death, he has reappeared in a state of deprivation, even in hell. I also grant him this. I can agree with him. I can grant him. But when he says, on the dissolution of body after death, everyone who kills living beings, and everyone is doing all these 10 unwholesome things, they will reappear in the state of deprivation, even in hell. I do not agree with him. But when he says, everyone who is doing those 10 unwholesome things, they will be born into a bad destination, I do not agree with him. And when he says, those who know thus know rightly, those who think otherwise are mistaken, I also do not grant him. I do not also agree, I do not agree with him. And when he obstinately adheres to what he himself has known, seen and discovered insistently, only this is true, anything else is wrong, I also do not grant him. Why is that? Because, Ananda, the Tathagata's knowledge of the great exposition of action is otherwise. The Tathagata's understanding of the karma is something else. Right? Because you can say that somebody was born into bad destination doing unwholesome things. But that's also true. But not everyone. Because Buddha's understanding is a little bit different. And second person, Buddha is talking, second person is who did all the bad things. He was born into heavenly world. Then Ananda, where recluse or Brahmin says, Indeed, there are no evil actions. There is no result of misconducting. I do not grant him this. I do not agree with him. Because he said that the person who developed his concentration, he said, there's no point of doing that, there's no result of evil action. Because I saw one person was born into good destination. I do not agree with him. When he says, I saw a person here who kill living beings and doing all the 10 unwholesome things, and I see that on the dissolution of the body after death, he has reappeared in happy destination, even in heavenly world. I agree with him. So Buddha said, yeah, I agree with him because he was born into heavenly world even though he did 10 unwholesome things. But when he says, on the dissolution of the body after death, everyone who does these 10 unwholesome things and having wrong view in a happy destination, even in the heavenly world, I do not agree with him. I do not grant him. And when he says, those who know thus know rightly, those who think otherwise are mistaken, I do not grant him this. And when he obstinately adheres to what he himself has known, seen and discovered insistently, insisting, only this is true, anything else is wrong, I do not grant him this. Why is that? Because, Ananda, the Tathagata's knowledge of the great exposition of action is otherwise. They are, the Buddha's teaching is something else. And for the third person, Buddha is saying, when Ananda, another recluse is saying that somebody who did the good conduct, good conduct and result of good conduct, there is a result of good conduct. He did the 10 wholesome things, he was born into good destination. And I grant him, because he said that there is a result of good conduct. And when he says, I saw a person who abstained from killing living beings and doing the 10 wholesome things, and I see that on the dissolution of the body after death, he has reappeared in the happy destination. Right? So even the heavenly world, I also grant him. I saw that, okay, I agree with him. But when he says, on the dissolution of the body after death, everyone who abstains from 10 wholesome, unwholesome things, everyone who does that wholesome things, that reappear in the happy destination, even in the heavenly world, I do not agree with him. I do not grant him. And when he says, those who know thus rightly, other ones are wrong, right? Otherwise, one is mistaken. I do not agree with him. And because when he says that, okay, this is the only way to see that, I do not agree with him. Because Supreme Buddha's, the knowledge of the karma is different. The fourth one, Ananda, when a recluse or Brahmin says, indeed, there is no good action, there is no result of good conduct. Because somebody who did good things, where he was born? In hell. Right? 10 wholesome things. Because I do not grant him that when somebody is saying that's no good action, there is no result of good conduct, I do not agree with him. When he says, I saw a person here who abstained from killing living beings and who abstained from stealing, abstained from engaging sexual misconduct, abstained from lying, abstained from harsh speech, abstained from divisive speech, so abstained from 10 wholesome things, unwholesome things. And so, what will happen? They did that one. They reappear in that even the so right. I dissolution of the Buddha after that, he reappeared in the happy destination, even in the heavenly world. I do not grant him. But when he says on dissolution of the body after death, everyone who abstain from killing living beings holds right view, and we reappears in the happy destination, even in the heavenly world, I do not grant him. And when he says, those who know thus know rightly, those who think otherwise are mistaken, I also do not grant him in this. And when he obstinately adheres to what he himself has known and seen and discovered, insisting only this is true, anything else is wrong, I do not agree with him. Then also the fourth one. Here, Ananda, when a recluse or Brahmin says, indeed, there are no good action, there's no good result because I do not grant him this. When he says, I saw a person, he followed all these things, then wholesome things. But that after dissolution of the body, he was born in hell. I grant him because I agreed with him because he was born into hell. That's right. When he says, on the dissolution of body after death, everyone who abstain from all these 10 wholesome things and holds right view, reappear in the state of deprivation, even in the hell, I do not grant him. I do not agree with him. And when he says, those who know thus know rightly, those who think otherwise are mistaken, I also do not grant him. And when he obstinately adheres to what he himself has known, seen and discovered, insisting only this is true, anything else is wrong, I also do not grant him. Why is that? Because Buddha's understanding of the Dhamma, the knowledge of the action, it is otherwise. Then Buddha is going to explain all these things. Now we have four people, right? Four people again, who did 10 unwholesome things, he was born into hell. The another one who did 10 unwholesome things, however, he was born into goodness destination. The another one who did 10 wholesome things, he was born into heavenly world. That other one who did 10 wholesome things, but he was born into bad destination. Now Buddha is explaining here, Ananda, as to the person here who kills living beings, who did all the 10 bad things, and holds wrong view, and on the dissolution of the body, after that, we appear in the state of deprivation, even hell. Either earlier he did an evil action to be felt as painful, or later he did an evil action to be felt as painful. Or at the time of death, he acquired and undertook wrong view. So, the person who did 10 unwholesome things, he was born into bad destination. He did earlier, maybe that earlier means that in previous lives, he did 10 unwholesome things. Even this life, he did 10 unwholesome things. Even the last moment when he was doing, he had the wrong view. Even in the, then he holds wrong view on the dissolution of the body after death. He appears in the state of deprivation, even in hell. Either earlier he did an evil action to be felt as painful, or later he did an evil action to be felt as painful. Or at the time death he acquired and undertook wrong view. So in the wrong view, that when in the last moment. So because of that, on the dissolution of the body after death, he has reappeared in the state of deprivation. That's why. He did earlier that all these things, unwholesome things. Later on he did the same things. Even the last moment he had a wrong view. And since he has killed living beings and wrong view, and he will experience the result of that either here and now or in his next rebirth or some subsequent existence. So whatever he was presently, he did, he has to experience either this life or next life. Because why he was born into bad destination? Because earlier, he did an evil action to be felt painful. Or later he did an evil action to be felt painful. Right? Or at the time of death he acquired the undertook wrong will. He did everything unwholesome things. The earlier, not presently, and also that time he was having wrong view. The second one, here in Ananda, as to the person here who kills living beings and he is having all the 10 wholesome, unwholesome things, and on the dissolution of the body after death, reappears in happy destination, even in the heavenly world, either earlier he did good action to be felt as pleasant. The previously, which kind of action he did? The pleasant things, right? 10 wholesome things. Later he did the good action to be felt as pleasant or pleasant things. Even the previous lives he did the good things. And even this life he did the good things. Right? Oh, at the time of death, he acquired the undertook right view. Even though he was doing that 10 unwholesome things, at the time he was dead, he was having a right view. Right? And because of that, on the dissolution of the body after death, he appeared in a happy destination, even in heavenly world. But since he had here killed living beings, now, however, that here he killed living beings, he did 10 unwholesome things, that he will experience the result of that either here and now or in this next rebirth. So either he will experience here now whatever he did bad karma, or in the future destination, in the future rebirth, even though he was born into heavenly world. Why he was born into heavenly world? Even though who was doing that 10 unwholesome things? Previous lives he was doing good things. And later he was doing good things. But even though he was doing 10 unwholesome things, the time when he was dying, he was having right view. Right? That's why he was born into good destination. However, he did that whatever the bad karma, the result will come either this life or next rebirth, any other rebirth. Right? The third one, Dhyayin Ananda, as to the person here who abstained from killing living beings, and he was doing 10 wholesome things. And on the dissolution of the body, after death, he reappears in the happy destination, even in heavenly world. Either earlier, he did good action to be felt as pleasant, or later he did good action to be felt as pleasant, or at the time of death, he acquired and undertook right view. Because of that, on the dissolution of the body, after death, he had reappeared in the happy destination, even in the heavenly world. So, since he has here, now here, he was doing heavenly, he was doing wholesome, 10 wholesome things. The result, either he will get in this life, or next rebirth. Whatever next rebirth, he will get in that one. His next rebirth, or in the subsequent existence. Right? So, he was born into heavenly world because earlier he was doing 10 wholesome things. Later on, he was doing 10 wholesome things. Now, at the time he is dying, he was having right view. And as a result of that, he was born into heavenly world. Then whatever the good karma he was doing now, either he is going to receive in this life, or then next rebirth, or any re-existence. The third person is the fourth one. Fourth one would the good things, but he was born into bad destination. Ananda here, there in Ananda, as to the person here who having that abstain from killing living beings, abstain from stealing, abstain from sexual misconduct, abstain from lying, and abstain from divisive speech, abstain from harsh speech, abstain from idle chattering, abstain from covetousness, ill will, or that whole strike view, and on the dissolution of the body after death, reappears in the state of deprivation, even in hell. Either earlier he did an evil action to be felt as painful. Previously he did bad things, 10 unwholesome things. Or later he did an evil action to be felt as painful. Right? Or at the time of death, he acquired and undertook form view. Right? And because of that, on the dissolution of the body after death, he has reappeared in the state of deprivation, even in hell. But since he has here, he followed 10 wholesome things before he died. But either those things he will experience in this life, or any rebirth, any subsequent existence is going to experience. Thus, there is action that is incapable and appears incapable. There is action that is incapable and appears capable. There is action that is capable and appears capable. And there is action that is capable and appears incapable. So, those are the four things. Somebody who did 10 unwholesome things, he was born into bad destination. The reason for that one, because even that in the past lives, in the earlier existence, he did 10 unwholesome things. Even later he was doing 10 unwholesome things. Even the time of his death, he was having wrong view. Right? And then that's the reason he was born into bad destination. Whatever he did bad karma, he is going to experience in this life or next, another rebirth existence. Somebody who did 10 unwholesome things, he was born into heavenly world. Why? Because earlier he did the good things, 10 wholesome things. Later he did the good wholesome things. At the time of death, he was having right view. And whatever he was doing bad things, he is going to experience either this life or another life existence. That's the reason. The third one who did wholesome things, he was born into heavenly world. Earlier he did the good things. Later on, he did the good things. In the time of his death, he was having right view. That's why he was born into good destination. However, he was doing good things now. Either he's going to experience this life or next rebirth, right? After maybe that heavenly world, he's going to be born into any other destination. He's going to experience that his existence, you know, that good karma. And the fourth one, who did good things, was born into bad destination. What the reason? That in the previously he was doing bad things. Later on he did the bad things. Even the time he is dying, he was having wrong view. Right? That's the result. Right? However, whatever the things, he is doing good things now, so he's going to experience either this life or next existence. Maybe after he came out from hell, he'll be born into good destination, with the good result, because he was doing good things. That is the that's the thing. Right? That's the explanation that we cannot say exactly that somebody did the bad things, he's going to be born into bad destination, because it will depend on his previous karma. Right? And the time of that he is dying, if he is going to have the right view. Right? What is the right view and wrong view here? It's very important to know, right? Because it will dominate the fact. What is the right view and wrong view? Then, there are 10 types of worldly right view. And that the noble right view. More noble right view is that understand the four noble truths. But before we come to understanding four noble truths, we should understand the 10 worldly right view. Right? The 10 worldly right view. What are the 10 worldly right view? The first one, there is a result of practicing generosity. When you give something to someone, right? So there's a result of that. Even the animal, virtuous one, monks, you practice with generosity, you have a result. Right? That those who have wrong view, they don't believe that. They don't think that there's a result of that one. There's a result of offering. If you offer something to Supreme Buddha, there's a result. Or if you worship to the stupa or relics, there's a result. Some people don't believe that. That's the one right view. The third one, when you practice practice volunteering, if you volunteer on certain things, you volunteer your time, there's a result of that. There's a good karma, right? So you give the volunteering time to some good cause. That's a result of that. Some people don't believe that. And the fourth one, there is a good result of good action, bad result of bad action. But some people think that there's no result of doing good or bad, right? And there's a world, the fifth one, there's a world called this world. Now we are living in this world, some people say that this is a delusion. There's no this world and next world. Right? There's a next world. There's a next rebirth. Right? Some people don't believe that. Only this life. Right view is, there's a special man called my father. If we kill our own father, there's no way to, this is gravely offense. You will be born in bad destination. Always, our father is very special. Right? Now, reason is that they kill their father. They think that this everyone is equal. Your father is not important. And there's a special woman called my mother. If you killed your mother, then definitely there is no way to stop. They will be born into bad destination. Right? And there are some spontaneously born being without mother or father. For example, heavenly worlds, there's no mother or father, they will be born into the destination. Right? And that ghost world, there's no mother or father, they just appear spontaneously. The animal worlds, that some part of the animal world, they appear just there. And hell, there's no mother and father. So, and there are some ascetics who can understand without any teacher the reality of this world that they can teach. Oh, this 10 worldly right view. You have to come to this 10 worldly right view. You have to come to noble right view. So this is the called worldly right view. Because those who have that 10, you know, worldly right view, they can be born into good destination. And all the king, Wiltonian monarchs, they had the 10 worldly right view. So, and this is the one Supreme Buddha explained. Then Venerable Ananda, satisfied and delighted in the Blessed One's own word. By understanding all these things, may all of us be fortunate to understand good karma, bad karma, and doing wholesome deeds, and also to understand the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.